This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Rock and roll. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horan is at your service and on your side. So is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Yours truly, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is about to set the tone, the pace for the hour. Jen?
Well, thanks for having me.
You said I could set the tone and the pace. I decided to slow it down. We're just going
to
slow jam. All right, Democrats are set to take control of the House in January. Of course, it looks like Nancy Pelosi is set to become Speaker of the House. But speculation about whether the new majority in the House and if they will impeach President Trump, well, that continues. And according to CNN, America is not quite on board with that. There's a CNN poll conducted by SSRS that says half, 50%, say that they don't feel Trump ought to be impeached and removed from office. Now, it's not all great news because 43% say that he should be impeached and removed from office. They support the impeachment. Now, the support for potential impeachment has dipped some since September. 47% of the country favored it, and that was about the same as it was in June as well. So it seems that things are getting maybe just a slight bit better for the president, which is hard to believe based on the news cycle. But will Democrats going into power in January recognize maybe America's not ready for an upheaval and an impeachment? And that seems to be the line they'll walk. Do they continue on with investigations? Do they try to pursue impeachment? And then you even have some real critics of the president like Adam Schiff and Representative Nadler who is saying, forget all of that. Let's just throw him in jail. Let him rot away there.
Yeah,
that's going to be the story, I think, for the next couple of years is will they or won't they?
So how do those numbers square with his popularity? I saw something the other day, 46% thought he was doing a good job, and 46%.
Yeah, Fox has him at 46%. Rasmussen's daily tracking has him at 48%. So he's hovering just right underneath 50, which is sort of impressive considering the news cycle lately and Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort and Robert Mueller and Michael Flynn and all of these stories that are negative for him, certainly.
Okay, so one of the, I think the effects, you point out a pretty good way of understanding or looking at this, Jennifer, because the public doesn't like a pylon. And I think even those who don't like Trump see this, the news media approach to his patterns, his work, his presidency, as being a big gang bang, in a sense. It's pretty universal. How many, other than the one-sidedness of Fox, which isn't so one-sided anymore, or Newsmax, or, you know, some of those very predictable outlets, and on the same, you know, they're pretty much the same on the other side. There's this, the CNN, if you will, and some of the other major networks that do newscasts seem to be, ABC especially, very anti, obviously anti-Trump in the way, and some of the local broadcasters and writers for newspapers seem that way as well. It's pretty obvious, unless you're dull, when you look at some of this stuff, what the consistency of negativity. The Huffington Post, another example of that. Come on. People read that stuff and they think, wait a minute, he can't be that bad. There are those who say, yeah, he can, but, you know, nobody's that bad.
I think it's interesting that Melania's numbers have taken such a dive on the newest poll.
Why would that be?
Well, it said apparently amongst younger liberal women and college-educated women, apparently that's where it's kind of plummeted. She's been a lot more vocal. She definitely has been, you know, using a lot of her husband's buzzwords and things like that. So maybe that's part of the reason.
I'd love to know what her birthday is, so you could do a chart on her to see what it is that really, how she comes across to me as being somebody who understands kind of the role, but it's not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination, and kind of on her own.
Yeah. She's very Eastern European. That's where she was born. I just feel like I understand that because of my Czech roots. And they make very independent women. As much as they stay married and are probably really good to their husbands, they also have this independent streak. And I think Melania seems to kind of represent that. But, you know, I think Victoria's right. I think that for the first year, you didn't hear much from Melania. And she was criticized for that, but she wasn't saying anything to get people hot under the collar. I think she was really trying to adjust to life in the White House. She's got a young son. She was trying to protect him. This year, we've seen her out there, and she's taken a lot of criticism from the media. And I think there are just some people, because of her last name, that will never like her. And then there are other people who are just taking issue with some of the things that she says because, as CNN puts it, she's earning her last name. You know, she's sounding like a Trump. That shouldn't be surprising. I mean, would you want her to sound totally opposed to what her husband says? Then we'd say that they were going to be getting divorced. That was the theme last year because we didn't hear from her, that she must really hate him. And now that she comes out and says things in his support, now we have to hate her because she sounds like him. So, I don't know. You just take it all. There's just too much of that. You just take it all with a grain of salt. It's really kind of inconsequential as to what people think of Melania because people don't have to vote for her.
All right. So does this come from that same category of story then, Jennifer and Victoria? National Enquirer admits it paid a woman for a story alleging she'd had an affair with Trump and then suppressed it to protect him. U.S. Attorney's Office in New York says as part of the agreement, the company American Media admitted that they made the $150,000 payment in concert with a candidate's presidential campaign in order to ensure that the woman did not publicize damaging allegations about the candidate before the election. Well, could be talking about Hillary Clinton.
This is what it's going to all boil down to. As the stuff with Russia sort of falls apart, now we're now talking about campaign finance laws. And at least the way I understand it, and at least the way I think that the defense could go, I don't know how much blood you're going to get out of the turnip, because you have Michael Cohen who admitted paying off these women. You have the National Enquirer who said, yeah, we provided a vehicle. We bought this woman's story, and then we killed the story. The idea is that those two things are not illegal. People pay off people all the time. This is a part of life in politics. And by the way, because it was a part of life for Donald Trump, this actually adds to his defense. He's going to say, I paid off women throughout the course of my life because it would have been bad for me to have these women come out because I was a public figure. When he was running for president, you have a legal team around you that's supposed to know about disclosure laws when it comes to campaign finance reform. The idea is that the payment isn't illegal. What is illegal is not disclosing that payment. And if you're a candidate like Donald Trump or like Obama did just a few years ago when he was in trouble for the same thing, not paying out a woman but not disclosing campaign finance stuff, you say, well, I have a legal team around me who's supposed to be doing that for me. How am I supposed to know that I'm supposed to do this? And I think it's very difficult to prove with that defense.
Hide behind that.
Mm. Right. And so then the onus goes back to Michael Cohen again, who has already admitted that he did it. And I think as much as people are looking at this as being the smoking gun for throwing Trump in jail, and maybe because of the way the court system's set up, right, maybe they'll go after him. Who knows? I mean, I'm not playing that, like, that crystal ball. But I just don't know how you make something like that stick when there's kind of an explanation that's already being floated out there. Whether it's true or not, I guess that would be the question.
Right.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to, the sticking point is, did he know about the payments? And I guess that's... Oh, no, he did. And even if he did, it wouldn't be illegal. Did they come up with a scheme not to disclose them? And that will be what this is all about.
Hard to prove. In a moment, we're going to focus on Cuba and what actually has happened to people down there. The mystery unveiled next on the DJV Show.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
The Geek Out. Sleeping can be tough, especially with outside noise, so many people turn to fans or white noise machines to mask over those outside sounds. But now Bose is offering something a bit more proactive. The Bose Sleep Buds are tiny in-ear devices that not only seal off the ear canal from the outside, but also generate 10 different white noise options. The buds are designed to slip and fit in the ear so the wearer can sleep comfortably with them in. Charging is done via holding case, and battery life is up to 16 hours for anyone planning a very long slumber. Sound options range from the standard white noise to various soothing sounds of nature. The Bose Sleep Buds aren't cheap, but they work, and they're on sale now for $250.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so, for the last, couple of years, there have been people focused on, what the heck's going on with all of the diplomats in Cuba and their ears, their hearing, the health attacks that were going on in Cuba. Well, there's been a report this week which provides more insight into exactly what happened. If you don't remember, a couple of years ago, about this time, embassy personnel in Havana found themselves feeling ill. They recall hearing high-pitched noises in their homes and hotel rooms, suffered from severe headaches and nausea, dizziness, fatigue, sleep problems, that kind of stuff. Doctors say in a report that came out this week, testing showed all 25 of them suffered inner ear damage that affected their balance and cognitive dysfunction. It's called brain fog. We're familiar with that here. The report did not give a clear explanation, though, for what happened. One of the doctors put together the report, told reporters that he was agnostic about the cause. That means there's, okay, did the Cubans do something wrong? They say no. The Director General for U.S. Affairs, Carlos Fernandez de Cossilla, said that there was no scientific research to confirm anything bad happened. So, as with many government reports, what the hell happened?
Right.
Well, yeah, there's no answer.
Obviously, all these people have significant hearing damage, so something happened.
Something happened.
Yeah.
What was it? Something happened.
It's very
on
Lex
the way
Luthor.
To,
yeah.
Yes, isn't it, though, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I answered a question. I gave you a non-answer for a question that many of you had. How about that? 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back to Christmas music, the Christmas song countdown. Getting closer to number one, at least the first run through. We'll do another run through as we get closer to Christmas. This is McCartney's Wonderful Christmas, number 15. Crank it up, Carol, would you please?
Christmas time, the choir of children sing.
How many people liked this when it first came out? What do you say, ladies?
When did it come out? Do we know what
year? Alive, I don't
know. No. This has been around. This was during the Wings period, late 70s, early 80s, I think.
This is one of my least. Yeah, this is one of my least favorite Christmas songs ever.
Is it? Yeah, it doesn't do anything
for me. I don't like this at all.
Either. All right. So let's keep moving to one that does mean something to me and lots of people listening. Number 14 on the list of the top 100 tunes as we started the season, Elvis's Blue Christmas.
So blue.
This one makes it for me. I don't like them. Think of it. We've all had blue Christmases.
Decorations of red.
What do you think, ladies?
I like Elvis's voice. Yeah. It's not a great song, but his voice makes it okay.
Yeah, so no blue Christmases. They should not be allowed. Right? I think that there was a defensive mood here that I didn't figure out. All Brendan clued me into it. The reason the kids wanted to come for Christmas here this year is because I was alone for the first time for a while.
Oh, really?
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I thought they were looking for like a white Christmas. That's good.
Well, I think that's what they said. I think that's part of it, but I think the other part of it is they wanted to be here for Christmas. I mean, I would have gone
you
there.
You would have been with them there. Yeah.
Right. I was last year. That's where it started. Yeah, last year.
I think you go on Christmas Day, though, which is so strange.
It's easy fly day. It's a really easy fly day. Christmas is a very easy fly day. All right, so there's Elvis Blue Christmas, number 14 on the list of the Hot 100 from Billboard magazine. Number 13, it's one of my faves from the Ronettes. Waltz, the sound, oh my God, of Phil and the ladies. Here we go. Let's take a ride. Everybody like this one?
Love
it.
How can you not love this one? Crank it up, Kara. Veronica Benet was her name before she married Phil Spector. Ronnie Spector. And the only reason she became Ronnie for the lead of the singer, or lead of the Ronettes, is because she became Mrs. Spector. Otherwise, it was Darlene Love all the way. They both sound a lot the same. Darlene Love is around doing Christmas shows. She's here in Boston tonight, as a matter of fact. I didn't get to see her, but she's fabulous. All right, let's kind of crescendo this, Carol, would you please? Isn't that great? La, 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 la. All right, let's get to one other music story from this hour. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class for next year was revealed this week. 7 inductees supposed to join the Rock Hall of Fame. The Cure, I don't even get that. Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, I get. Stevie Nicks, I get. Radiohead, kind of. Roxy Music, yep. The Zombies, for sure. Of the 7 names will enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame March 29th. Big induction ceremony in New York City. 3 of the artists are first-time nominees, Def Leppard, Stevie, and Roxy Music. Stevie is already inducted because she's a member of Fleetwood Mac, but now she would be inducted. Next, the first woman to be inducted twice. The Zombies
Go
and Janet
Stevie.
Jackson.
I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Zombies are. I don't know.
Oh, you
zombies
do, actually. If we heard the song, you would know.
Play the song.
There you go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats are absolute hypocrites.
President Trump lashes out at the left in a new video that he posts in which he discusses immigration issues and Democrats opposing his call for a border wall.
The fact is they've always supported fences and walls and partitions, but you know what? They only don't want to do it because of me. They have to put the people ahead of politics.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen now speaking out for the first time since being sentenced to federal prison for illegal hush money payments and bank and tax fraud. He does an interview with ABC's Good Morning America this morning and says then-candidate Trump was aware that the payments made to silence women ahead of the election could land them both in trouble. And this is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle-dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's link our minds. It's kind of like one of those, what did they do in Star Wars? A mold, meld mind meeting. What do they call those things? When they put their hands on your head?
Oh, mind.
No, there's a mind mold, I think it was.
Meld,
okay. Maybe mold is my mind. Meld is everybody else's. You're so quick to put me. You're
I know,
so
we're the worst, aren't we?
Yeah, you are terrible. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of them, all of us have thoughts, points of view, information. Victoria, you want to kick the can down the road for this half hour, please?
Yeah, this is a story that I chose just for you, Doug. This is about one of your favorite shows, Bull, on CBS.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes on the set of Bull. And CBS, this is a new report from the New York Times, says that CBS secretly paid one of the actresses $9.5 million after she complained to the network about sexual harassment from the star of the show, Michael Weatherly.
Michael? Really?
Yeah. Oh. And so, her name is Eliza Dushku. She is probably, to Jen and Karen, mean recognizable for some other, you know, some stuff that she's done. She's kind of on the younger side of the demographic for that show. But apparently she had complained about he had made jokes, including saying he wanted to take her to a date rape van. And then he called her legs. And he said he wanted to bend her over his knee and spank her. And then he made a comment about wanting to have a threesome with her and two men. And there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And so it was caught on video. It is disappointing.
He was?
It was caught on video, yep. So somebody, either she had someone, like an assistant, filming for her, because she had complained several times and nothing was done. She confronted him directly, apparently, when the behavior just got out of control. And within days, she was written off the show. So she was hired. She was in the first season of the show for the first three episodes. She was expected to be a mainstay on the show. And then after she confronted him with his language, then that was it. So she was written off the show. And so apparently she lawyered up and it paid off because they gave her $9.5 million.
So what does that say for the future of that show? That disappoints
me. Well, the show's gone on all along. What season are we in now? Is it season three?
Yeah.
So obviously no one knew about it behind the scenes. He acknowledged that he said during the course of taping our show, I made some jokes about mocking some lines. Eliza told me she wasn't comfortable with my language and my attempt at humor. And he said, I immediately apologized and I regret the pain that I caused and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what you have to say at this point when the network forks over $9.5 million to an actress. So it's pretty bad.
It is bad. That's too bad. I'm disappointed. I would have thought it would have been against Dr. Phil, because Dr. Phil's the one who created the show. That wouldn't have surprised me. But he's a weird dude. Come on, Jennifer. You know him.
Doesn't his wife fit him on a really short leash, though?
Dr. Phil is
I am not a big Dr. Phil fan, but to be like, oh, I was hoping it was Dr. Phil who committed sexual harassment.
It's going to be a problem. I'd rather it be him than Michael Weatherly.
Like, don't take down my favorite. Take down Dr. Phil.
Right, exactly.
See, that's why I told Doug during the break that he was not going to believe this report fully.
All right, here's one. Kara's going to get her, and we all ought to. There's a story from Texas this week about a judge who accepted a plea deal in the case of a former Baylor University fraternity president.
You know me so well, and that I'm steaming about this.
Yeah, you saw this.
I don't know about
this.
What's the story? I don't know.
Jacob, you want to tell it, Kara? I'll tell it.
I don't have it in front of me, so you can go ahead.
Jacob Anderson was offered probation, a fine, and counseling in exchange for a guilty plea on the charge of unlawful restraint. He forced himself on this young woman in 2016 at a party, accused of raping her, and the noise that came after this, comparisons to a lot of these other male defendants. We talked about, was it Stanford? That clown there, that jerk. Mm-hmm. All these people
he
accused of sex crimes. Yeah, the judge got voted out of his position. So there's a petition signed by 26,000 people calling for this kid to be removed from campus. So the school, University of Texas at Dallas, banned him from campus. He's not permitted to attend commencement. He will get his diploma, but he will not be able to do all of the other things. That's their reaction to the judge just slapping him on the wrist.
Yeah, originally they thought that he might have to serve 10 years and register as a sex offender, and now I think he's getting 3 years of probation and has to pay a $400 fine. Like, what a laugh is that?
$400
fine.
Yeah, it is.
And he admitted to raping this girl?
Apparently he didn't.
I don't know
if they've got the goods on him. Whatever, however they got the goods on,
It seems pretty obvious from the story that he did it. She was a virgin. Yeah. And so she had mentioned in the courtroom that she was saving herself for marriage, and then he stole this from her, and just all other kinds of terrible things. And it's just, once again, someone doesn't even have to register as a sex offender. I mean, after 3 years of probation, he's just, he's a young guy. He's just going to be able to go and live his life normally as if nothing happened.
Right. It is so embarrassing, and the illegalities of this, the explanations that come from people... It is.
I don't know how we justify that these sexual crimes are. We're actually lowering them in seriousness. I know in California they removed rape to become a misdemeanor instead of a felony charge, and I don't understand how people get away with that. This is not a political issue. This isn't. It shouldn't be Democrats or Republicans or people who are tough on crime.
No.
If you take something from someone, if you physically hurt someone. I'm sorry, that's not a misdemeanor. That's not a traffic stop. That's not, I don't know how we declassify crime, because they say, well, it always gets lumped in with drugs. Always. And it's not the same thing. It is not the same thing, and it drives me crazy. And I think many governments are trying to make it that way, and probably for their own protection, because everybody's going down with these kinds of charges. At least, I know in my home state of California, there's like 25 people who have been removed from office over the last year alone who have charges of sexual assault and rape. So maybe they
so
do this because they don't want
to
get in trouble.
How do you get to be so tone deaf with the reality of what's going on here? It won't happen to me. I won't get caught.
Well, but look at the legal precedent now. You pay a $400 fine. Probation for a couple of years. Yeah. So, you know, if you're at a frat party one night, you want to take advantage of someone, then go for it, because, you know, you're not going to really have any severe consequences.
Pretty disgusting.
It's disgusting. Ugh.
All right. Here's the next item of interest. This is for those of you who stay at Airbnb. This is something. This goes back, 10 years? Airbnb has been around 10 years, right? At 5 million listings in 191 countries around the world, 81,000 different cities have Airbnb properties, provided travelers with sort of an alternative to hotel rooms. I've used Airbnb. I haven't had any problem, frankly. But apparently in a study here this last few weeks, especially a couple of deaths have raised questions about the safety of these rentals. Last week, a security guard at a villa in Costa Rica was arrested for the murder of a Florida woman who traveled there to celebrate her birthday. Her body was found in the woods near the Airbnb rental. The guard has been arrested. And then last month in New Orleans, a couple died from carbon monoxide poisoning in an Airbnb rental in San Miguel down in Mexico. Authorities have said that the couple apparently inhaled gas emitted by a faulty heater in their rental. So
I don't know about New Orleans, but I don't know that I would rent an Airbnb in Mexico or in Costa Rica or anywhere outside of this country, actually, because you just don't know. You don't know what you're walking into. If somebody's going to come in and rob you in the middle of the night, I mean, there's just a lot of things that you have to think about when you're doing that.
Costa Rica has been very, very safe for travelers from everywhere. My brother's been there 3 times, and we have a ton of friends who go there on surf trips. So it was very surprising that something like that happened in Costa Rica.
I have a bad feeling about Costa Rica, because I actually have a friend who retired there. He used to be the food and wine writer for the Daily News for years, and went and retired there, and woke up one morning to a gorilla, not the animal, the person, holding a gun to the head of his wife. And demanding all of the money in their home. So I think in the tourist areas, maybe that's true, but that's what makes the Airbnb scary, is that they're not always in the tourist areas, and you don't know who's running them, if they're going to be reputable or not.
Yeah. Airbnb says it advises guests when booking to carefully read the listing description, amenities, reviews, to find out about the safety features.
How do you write that review? Oh, I was murdered? Like, somebody killed me with carbon monoxide? I mean,
well, I guess in certain places, some of the travel experts are now recommending that you travel with a portable carbon monoxide detector. That's not a bad idea if you're going to have an Airbnb anywhere, because Mexico as a country doesn't require smoke or carbon monoxide detectors in the house. So it's not a bad idea to know that kind of stuff. Or walls. I mean, I've only done a few Airbnbs in Ireland, and they were all wonderful, so I guess maybe just
I haven't had trouble with the ones I've used in L.A. this past year. 44 after the hour here on the DJV show. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddled-up sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Kohl's! Kohl's! Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Promo code SNOWMAN. SNOWMAN is the promo code. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. Some exclusions apply to this. See the store or Kohl's.com for details. Speaking of details, that was how I was taught when I went to broadcasting school. It's not details. It's like not Detroit. It's Detroit. It's details. So let's get to the details of the Bill Cosby situation. This week, the suggestion was made that Bill Cosby be retried. How many times is this guy going to be tried, retried, tried again? Let's do it one more time just for effect. So what happens?
Well, his legal team is taking major issues with the way the original case was handled, the one again with Andrea Constan that he's actually now in jail for. They're saying two things happened that shouldn't have. One is that they used old footage of a deposition where Bill Cosby was talking about handing women pills. And they're saying that that's kind of testifying against yourself, which you have the right not to do under the law. And the judge still allowed that to be used by the defense, or I'm sorry, by the prosecution. The second part is that they also called like character witnesses essentially into this trial with Andrea Constan when it should have been her testimony and testimony surrounding that case. They brought in people like Janice Dickinson, who also said they had been violated and attacked by Bill Cosby, and that they think should not have been allowed either, that was a violation of the justice system and the rights afforded to defendants in the country to defend themselves. So I actually think he's going to get it. I think under the law, I think the defense team is right. I think the judge probably acted, especially testifying against yourself, because you have the right to remain silent. We're reminded of that anytime we see an arrest on television, or maybe we're arrested ourselves. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can go around it. I don't know that the outcome will be any different. I mean, I think,
was arrested. Nobody told me I had the right to be.
I'm sure they did.
No, nobody told me.
I think you were probably just seeing red at that point. You probably didn't hear it.
Really?
Hilarious.
Well, 10 minutes before the hour, I'm glad you find it exciting. 10 before on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Time here on the DJB program, courtesy of our pal, the auto expert, Nick Miles, who has a fabulous year. Want to look into what car to buy and some of the safest cars and different things that are highlights of cars. Go to ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles is driving a Lamborghini at the moment. Those are the most overrated pieces of crap that are on the road. The money that people spend to drive those things and some of the others that are in that same category. I know driving up and down, you ever drive up and down Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills and you look at those car dealerships there with all those overpriced pieces of junk? Wow. So, hi, Nick.
Welcome to the show, Nick.
Well, I don't know where I take it from there, Doug, but I will tell you, it's they go fast. It's a lot of fun, 190 miles an hour. That's the thrill for me. But they are expensive, like $200,000 for the new Urus, which is their new SUV, the first super SUV.
A Lamborghini SUV? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
I know, right? Crazy. Yeah, but it's a true Lamborghini. It handles like a Lamborghini. One of the things that's really cool about it, I don't know if you've ever been around a racetrack in a car, but one of the things, if you're a passenger, for instance, is you get your face pinned up against the glass as you turn a corner because they're not very well balanced. Well, this sort of thing is the passenger doesn't go flying across the car as you turn the corners. They are real true race cars, and they've done a lot of very cool stuff to them. They sound cool. They look cool. But are they worth $200,000? I think I might buy something different.
They're worth whatever anybody will pay for. Okay, I got a quick story for you. Do you remember the race car driver Brian Redman?
Yes.
Okay. So Brian Redman, I was doing mornings in Palm Beach. Brian Redman was on my radio program, and then he invited me to go to the Marosa, you know, the Marosa track in Palm Beach County?
Right, yeah.
All right. So I went there with him, and he wanted to take me for a ride. So he had some open-air race car, some British car that was built by Lamborghini. And so I got into this thing like a fool. There were no seat belts, nothing. And this guy drove me around that track at 185 miles an hour. I lost my lunch, my dinner, tomorrow's lunch. And he was, all the while, he had the most wonderful time watching me get this, you know what, scared out of me. So, you know, but the reason I brought it up is because I'm thinking about going around these racetracks with all the protection that people have. You know, I had nothing with this guy. And
there is a super famous piece of video on YouTube, you can go find it, of the British racer Stirling Moss, and they took him for a drive in the new Ferrari 458 as a passenger. Now, you know, this guy's. Stirling was about 85 years old when they did this, and as they come around the last corner, Stirling throws up all over the dash, and it's all on camera. It's one of the it's one of the classic pieces of racing YouTube history. It is fun. I think that Redman used to drive a Can-Am, if I remember. He used to drive in the Can-Am series, and he used to drive old McLarens. And it was,
McLaren. That's what he drove. Yeah. McLaren. That was what
it was. Red with a big number two on the side. Yeah, those things were a little scary.
And he'd been in so many crashes, he said he didn't have an original bone left in his body. Every bone had been replaced or fixed. Wow. All right.
I'm not sure that's something to brag about.
Yeah, I guess. Me either. But the SUV, the car and truck, the finalists for car of the year, utility vehicle of the year. What's on that list?
It's an interesting list, actually. So they start off with everything that's new in the beginning of the year, the jury do, and then they finally come down to the three. And the winner will be chosen at the beginning of next year at the Detroit Auto Show, which incidentally is the last Detroit Auto Show they're having in the winter. It moves to the summer in 2020. So the finalists have been chosen. So for the utility vehicle of the year, the Acura RDX, the Hyundai Kona, and the Jaguar I-Pace. The Jaguar I-Pace is going to win hands down, electric SUV. Yeah, absolutely. Truck of the year, which is your category, Doug, is the Chevy Silverado 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500, the Ram. The Ram is absolute winner.
Winner there. And the Ford's not even in there. That's interesting.
No, but their Ranger, I just drove their Ranger at the beginning of this week in San Diego. That's a great truck. We can talk about that again soon. The car of the year looks like it'll be the Genesis G70. It's up against the Honda Insight and the Volvo S60. But Genesis, designed by the same guy that did the BMW 3 Series, so he's got a little talent in his fingertips.
Want to buy a new car? This is the month to do it. Closer to the end of the year you get, they're going to try to make their numbers. So buy a new car now. Nick Miles, our auto expert.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.